KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Eric Adams is now the first mayor of New York City to be indicted while in office.
I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target. And a target I became. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty.
Sources say the investigation began with campaign finance violations. By this time tomorrow night, Florida could be bearing the brunt of Hurricane Helene. Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is a fast-moving storm. It's projected to leave up to 12 inches of rainfall, and the storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet in some areas, which is, of course, very, very significant.
Helene is expected to make landfall in the Big Bend region, Category 4. President Biden and other world leaders calling for a 21-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war to make sure it doesn't spread to other Arab states. This is ABC News. A Santa Maria, California man is under arrest, accused of setting off an explosion inside a courthouse.
Investigators say it was not terrorism, but instead 20-year-old Nathaniel McGuire tossed an explosive device into the lobby of the local Santa Maria courthouse because he was angry he was due to be arraigned for allegedly illegally carrying a concealed weapon in his pants in July. Santa Barbara County Under Sheriff Craig Bonner.
We do not believe there are any additional community safety concerns.
A local hospital says six people were injured, none life-threatening. McGuire is being held on charges, including attempted murder. Alex Stone, ABC News.
After recovering from a mild case of the flu, Pope Francis today conducted his general audience at the Vatican, getting greetings from the Pope Mobile, appealing for peace in Lebanon, saying the terrible escalation is unacceptable. The pontiff will leave tomorrow for Luxembourg and Belgium. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An arrest this week in a long unsolved murder investigation in the La Crosse area. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Officials said 60-year-old Michael Pop of Toma is being held on a $1 million bail as the lone suspect in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. According to court documents, a DNA sample taken last year from Pop matches a sample that was collected during the 1985 autopsy. Dalloway was a 24-year-old UW La Crosse student who was found dead in Vernon County 4 days after going missing in 1985. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A recent school shooting in Georgia appears to be inspiring a rash of school threats. The Attorney General's office says more than 130 school threats have been reported in 28 Wisconsin school districts in just 2 weeks. The state runs a Speak Up, Speak Out tip line where anyone can report an anonymous tip about a concerning comment or post. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, a light northwest breeze here the overnight with mid-50s expected by sunup. On Thursday, sunny skies, light southeast winds, highs in the mid-70s. We'll see more mid-70s on Friday, a mostly sunny sky. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday, and it's a beautiful day here in Portland. I guess it's going to rain later on. Northern Florida is going to really take a hit. Louise and I are heading out to New Orleans, where I'm going to be speaking at the annual Grassroots Radio Conference Friday morning. And David Sirota is going to be there, a few other great folks. You can Google that and get all the information on it. Also, I have a new book out, The Hidden History of the American Dream, and I'll be signing books at Frugal Muse in Chicago on October 9th. Please call them and let them know you're coming. And Powell City of Books in Portland on October 15th. No phone call necessary. So, a lot going on in the world today. Radio silence, how progressives lost the airwaves. That's, you know, my first hour rant. Also, some news stories. Kamala Harris's campaign got shot up. Haitians fight back against Trump advance. They want them put in jail. And good luck with that. And the DOJ is going after monopolies in the United States. Also, a sexual assault victim speaks out against Trump. She says, I tried to push him. He kept coming back at me. How can a man like this ever be elected? Or for that matter, be a step away from being elected. A rapist, a serial rapist. We're thinking of making president of the United States again. It's wild. In the second hour of our program, our buddy Dean Obidala, my colleague here on Sirius XM Radio, is going to drop by. Trump just asked Netanyahu to interfere in the 2024 election, and the media is ignoring it. Dean has a couple of other great pieces on his Substack newsletter, too, we'll talk about. Also, theocracy hits North Dakota. A judge signs with the Catholic diocese and suspends abortion, IVF, and protections for the queer community in North Dakota. A judge, by the way, who used to work for the Catholic diocese, a Trump judge. And in geeky science, traveling makes you live longer. Whoa, how about that? You got to take more vacations, Sean. We've all got to take more vacations. All right, so let's talk about what's going on here. My op-ed today, in anticipation of this conference that I'm speaking at on Friday, which is all about, you know, progressive talk radio or progressive radio all across the United States. It's titled "Radio Silence: How Progressives Lost the Airwaves" over at HartmanReport.com, and you know, it's a story that we've discussed many times on this program, but it does deserve being revisited from time to time. After Reagan struck down the Fairness Doctrine and the Equal Time Rule, the Republican big money got the memo, and they started buying up and building out radio stations, mostly AM radio stations, all across the United States. Here's the little secret. It's relatively cheap to buy enough airtime or to buy the air itself, in other words, to buy the radio and television stations, in low-population red states, that you can essentially control the conversation in those states. I mean, you know, Wyoming has only 600,000 people. If you want to control Wyoming, you know, put conservative talk radio on that covers the state, or put progressive talk radio on that covers the state. Either one will do it, and you will see public opinion swing. And there's, I mean, there's no place in the country where there are not progressives who are willing to listen to talk radio, right? It's, I can tell you that from experience. I've been doing this show 20 years. So, yeah, and the ability of billionaires to buy radio stations in particular, I want to focus on radio for this, although Sinclair has over, what, 270, I think, television stations now nationwide? Well, over 200 anyway, a whole bunch of them, is that Bill Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which did away with the ownership rules. Used to be, you know, we didn't, I mean, this goes back to the 1920s, I think the 1927 legislation that essentially created the Federal Communications Commission. And, you know, to stop interference between radio stations, somebody had to regulate the airwaves. It was just a mess. And in that legislation back in the 20s, we did not want any one person or group to have so much influence that, you know, that their influence was greater than basically the news and the politicians and the public will, for that matter. And so we said, you know, a single individual or a single corporation can only own a certain number of radio stations, a certain number of television stations, a certain number of newspapers, and they may not overlap. Well, I got blown up in 96 with the Telecommunications Act when Clinton signed that. And just in the following year, Clear Channel went from, you know, having a couple of dozen radio stations across the Southeast to having something like 1,000. I mean, it was just huge. And there's now over 1,500 right-wing radio stations, you know, that three or four major networks own most of them, and most of those networks are owned by very, very wealthy individuals. And another 700 or so religious stations that are broadcasting basically right-wing propaganda wall-to-wall all the time. And, you know, I just think Democrats need to figure this thing out. I really do. There was a very hopeful piece over on Daily Kos yesterday, I believe it was, maybe the day before, about how George Soros is investing in radio stations. Well, maybe. There's a radio network that's in bankruptcy. Soros bought a minority position. It might just be a good investment. It might not have anything to do with programming, and he may not own a majority. I mean, we just don't know. So, you know, what do we do with all this? You know, the bottom line is that, well, for example, here in Portland, we have an extraordinary little radio station. And I say little because it's a low-power station. You can, you know, low-power stations just, you know, pump out a few watts. They don't pump out massive amounts of power. But in a town, in an urban area like Portland, you know, most of Portland is covered by X-ray FM. And then they have a sister station in Vancouver, Washington also that has, you know, some of its own unique programming for Vancouver on the other side of the river. These low-power FM stations are popping up all over the country. And, the ones here in Vancouver and in Portland are very successful. They're doing really well. They're doing a great job. They're serving their communities. And, this is important stuff. And that's this conference that I'm speaking at, you know, in New Orleans this weekend. And I think that this is a moment pregnant with opportunity. And the Democratic Party has ignored this forever. I mean, the Republicans were just like all over this in the 80s and particularly in the 90s when most of this right-wing media infrastructure was built out. That was when Fox came online. That was when Limbaugh came online. Followed. Reagan blowing up the Fairness Doctrine and Congress ending the Equal Time Rule, or the FCC ending it, I believe it was. I am of the opinion, and I may be wrong, now Air America Radio, which I wrote the first business plan for and I was on, Air America Radio started, as I recall, in 2005 and died in 2010, and which took us through the 2008 election. Now, I may be wrong on this. This is just my opinion. I've never seen a study on this, and I don't, to the best of my knowledge, nobody has done one. But I believe that Barack Obama would not have been elected president were it not for Air America Radio. We had 57 stations we leased from Clear Channel. We were on 62 stations altogether all across the country. And we literally served an audience of multiple millions of people. I mean, you know, multiple million, because we were in every major market, and we were on big sticks. We were on big stations that blew signals out over large rural areas. And, you know, right now, I mean, there's a big progressive station in Chicago. I think it's helping keep Illinois blue. There's a big progressive station in that's WCPT. There's a big progressive station in Minneapolis, KTNF. I think that's helping keep Minnesota blue. There's a big progressive station in Santa Fe, KTRC. I believe that they're helping keep, you know, New Mexico blue. This is important stuff. We need progressive programming. We need high-quality progressive programming all across the United States. And Democrats, I mean, there's some exceptions to this, obviously. Mark Pocan, Ro Khanna, Bernie Sanders, they've all been on this program long enough to know the impact that progressive talk radio can have. But Democrats need to get with the act, need to get with the program. They need to bring in some money, and they need to start buying or supporting people who are buying radio stations and programming good progressive content on them. And by good progressive content, I'm talking about real talk radio, not, hey, let's interview an author today for another boring hour. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about actual talk radio. We'll be right back. It's coming up on 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with me. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. You have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your Work Money Minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax-advantaged savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advisors commit to the fiduciary standard. And lastly, promote social insurance programs to help folks when things go wrong. That's it. For more tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution. That is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. We protect our house so we don't have to worry. If your title is being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you even knowing. Best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock has 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for the using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com.
The fairness doctrine went down in flames and billionaires started playing the games. Clinton signed the Telecom Act. The right-wing stations were all intact. They bought up the airwaves coast to coast and put on the voices they loved the most. Radio silence, where did the progressives go?
Past the hour, and a little bit of the news that's going on here. This is before we get to the news, we've got this new ad from the, or I'm not even sure it's an ad, but this public service announcement from the anti-psychopath PAC. This is George Conway's outfit. And this is following, you know, Donald Trump day before yesterday said, "I am going to be the protector of women. Women, if you elect me, you'll never have to think about abortion again. I'll take care of you. I'm Big Daddy. Don't you worry." Well, some of the people that Donald Trump has interacted with in the past would care to protest, would argue with that. Here's one.
My name is Natasha Stoynoff. In 2005, I went to interview Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. At one point, Melania went upstairs to change her clothes for the next photo shoot. And Trump said to me, "I want to show you this beautiful painting, this beautiful room." He leads me to this room, pushes me against the wall, and starts kissing me forcefully. I tried to push him. He kept coming back at me. I was in shock and smothered, and he had his hands here against my shoulders. I felt sick inside. I felt horrified. And thank goodness the butler charges into the room. Like many women, I blamed myself. So Trump turned to me and said, "You know we're going to have an affair, don't you?" And Melania was approaching. I was horrified. When the Access Hollywood tape came out, and also stories of many other women, including E. Jean Carroll, I realized I was not to blame, that he was just a predator of women. What could have happened if the butler had not come into the room? Donald Trump is an adjudicated sexual assaulter. We cannot elect this man as president.
There you go. Yeah, you think? There's another one, too, of a woman who he groped on an airplane. And then he later referred to her using the C word for women to her face, actually. So, yeah. George Conway is hitting him where it hurts.
Meanwhile, down in Tempe, Arizona, Tempe is the home to Arizona State University, and it's, as I recall, one of the major universities there anyway. And it is a major Democratic stronghold. And if Tempe does not, you know, if Tempe does not carry a large percentage of the Democratic vote for Arizona, Arizona goes red. Tempe is kind of the swing area in the swing state. And so, of course, somebody who apparently is, you know, gung-ho for Donald Trump shot up the Tempe Democratic Party headquarters over the last couple of days. The shot shattered the front windows. This is shared by staff members for the Democratic Party, the Harris campaign, and the Senate and House campaigns, including Ruben Gallego's campaign. This marks the second incident of criminal damage at the office in recent weeks, according to the Tempe police. So these Trump fascists are very, very committed to using violence to threaten people. Meanwhile, the Haitian Bridge Alliance, the HBA, has filed a lawsuit in Clark County Municipal Court. That's, you know, in Springfield, Ohio here, against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And they're asking for the immediate arrest of both these men for disrupting public service, making false alarms, committing telecommunications harassment, committing aggrieved menacing, committing aggrieved and violating the prohibition against complicity. So we'll see. I'm skeptical that the court is going to order that Donald Trump be arrested, or J.D. Vance for that matter, but you never know. Meanwhile, over on X, there is a person who says, I live in a swing state. My daughter is a county clerk in charge of handling elections for a large county in Michigan. The FBI came in and told her to shut down all her social media, remove all references to family, and change her name online. No one in the office is allowed to open any mail without gloves and a mask. They've received 2 to 3 letters a day filled with white powder. Please don't think we've got this under control. There is literally a war going on, quietly waged by domestic terrorists on behalf of Donald Trump to take away your right to have your voice heard. This woman, who I can't name because her life is in danger, goes into combat every single day to try to protect your right to have your voice heard. This is just a person who works as an election official in Michigan. And they're getting 2 or 3 death threat letters every day, not to mention everything else. And the FBI comes in and says, take down all your social media stuff. What a price these people are paying just to maintain our democracy. And how clearly, just painfully clear it is that Donald Trump and his minions, this is what fascists do. They use bullying and violence and the threats of violence to acquire and hold power. It's just that simple.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And then I get callers into the show going, yeah, the left is full of violence. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature. The feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, THOM.TV. Check it out.
Do you have that fire?
New in the Water Cooler Wars, Tom Hartman here with you, and what's on your mind, Marty in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me okay?
No. I need you to either...
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah, is that better? Marty. Yeah, okay. So I was just wanted to touch base with you about how you're framing the Telecommunications Act and who changed the ownership rules on that.
Yeah.
So Bill Clinton did sign the Telecommunications Act, but within that act, they didn't do away with the ownership rules. What they did is move them into the regulatory framework rather than having it be, you know, in the body of the law as a must do rather than.
So they moved it up to the discretion of the Federal Communications Commission.
Exactly. Yeah. And, for the remainder of Clinton's presidency, he didn't change any of the rules. The rules were actually changed by George Bush in 2003, and of course were challenged. And I think in 2013 they were ruled unconstitutional. But just like the
Clear Channel started growing like a weed in the 90s.
Right, they started growing like a weed in the 90s.
So they were clearly ignoring those rules if they thought they existed.
Yeah, I think they were buying single market stations in the 90s, but which was allowable. But like here in Eugene, you know, Sinclair started buying like crazy in the early 2000s. Once the
you're talking TV stations,
TV stations and radio stations, because Sinclair owns multiple ones here in the Eugene
radio
market.
Stations too.
I think so. I think they own radio stations. I can't be sure about that. I know they own two television stations, but I think in 2013, those ownership rules were ruled unconstitutional. But just like the Sherman Antitrust Act, they've not been enforced ever since then.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, Marty. Thank you for the clarification.
It was Bush and the Republicans that did that changed the ownership rules.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Sherry in Shelton, Washington. Hey, Sherry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Sorry about that. I was missed some of that conversation, but it's exactly what.
Yeah, Sherry, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. You've got me on speakerphone. I'm going to put you on hold, and you can work it out with Jeremy. He tells everybody not to go on speakerphone, so please don't do that. David in North Palm Beach, Florida. Hey, and by the way, Sherry's on line four if you want to, Jeremy, want to work it out with her. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Thank you, Professor. Yes, you've inspired me to start my own weekend show, Wage Theft Nation. I hope somewhere in your book you mentioned...
Where can people find it?
I think it's... to be part of the Oracle network.
Okay.
It's an online service.
Cool.
Thank you. So I hope somewhere you mention, the rise and fall of AM 940 down here in South Florida, but also how Jerry Springer was part of morning radio for a time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was actually part of Air America Radio, but...
if he was, it was
also,
very brief. It was... You know, just like Montel Williams, he was there very briefly, but...
Well, this is at the beginning. I know Montel was at the end, right?
Yeah.
So, and how, how at the end, he had this triple witching hour back in 2010, where Nicole Sandler was interviewing Ellen Grayson to talk about the then new Citizens United decision, just as Air America Radio was imploding without... notice, and I call it a triple witching because you had not only those two problems, but now you had the rise of the iPad. So those who could afford them, now could carry around the equivalent of a laptop, but with even greater ease. But of course, that gave conservatives the advantage that they were campaigning in 2010 and all that, you know, a mayhem that undermined the, you know, what could have been a glorious Obama presidency, especially with Al Franken helping to give him a supermajority. So there's just all sorts of things I can't wait to read about, but I'm afraid the only book of yours I have is The Crash of 2016. So thank you for all your hard work.
And that's still a good, also that's a damn good
the
book,
battle days
the
described in Prelude.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And the battle days of radio described in Prelude.
Yeah, there you go. No, I remember AM 940 was our Miami affiliate, wasn't it, with Air America?
Right. She introduced you in 2008, Stephen Miller in 2006, among others.
But it was
too little too late. I'd like to think, you know, you almost saved John Kerry's campaign in 2004. They certainly tried.
Yeah, well, we were, I think Air America really went on the air in 2005, didn't it, as I recall?
But they were campaigning in 2004. Randy Rhodes was scheduled to interview John Kerry, but at the last minute, she was swapped out.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe it was 2004 that we started. I'd have to go back and look. But
Maybe someday you'll sign my copy of Left of the Dial, that documentary that doesn't exist anywhere.
There you go. David, thank you for the call. Mona in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Mona, what's up?
Hello. I'm so glad to talk to you, and thank you for taking my call. And I was calling because earlier you had mentioned that we need to have more progressive radio stations around the country.
You betcha.
And I just read an article, believe it or not, in Fox News saying that that George Soros purchased 200 radio stations in 40 markets just last week. Weeks before, he's going to get out to 165 million Americans at a critical time.
Yeah, that's the right-wing fear freakout. The reality is that there is a network that is in trouble. They're on the verge of bankruptcy. They got a bunch of investors. George Soros is one of them. He bought a 40% share in that company. He does, to the best of my knowledge, he does not have enough power to dictate their programming. And at the moment, the network tells us that there are no plans to change their programming. So that may change next year. But right now, the right wingers are all freaking out because, oh, my God, it's George Soros's money, the international Jew, you know. As of the moment, it's a non-event. It may well become an event. But at the moment, it's just, something we're all hoping goes someplace. And I got to tell you, a couple of years ago, two, three years ago, I wrote a piece for The Nation magazine about this very topic, about how progressive billionaires should be buying radio stations. And one of the people who works with George Soros reached out to somebody who was very close to me to connect us so that they could get some information from me, which I've passed along. I don't know if I had anything to do with that. I frankly doubt it. I've met George Soros. We were both at a Democracy Alliance meeting in D.C. many years ago, and met his right-hand guy. I'm forgetting his name, Richard something. Nice guy, you know, a nice man, very thoughtful. But we can't celebrate yet, Mona, I guess is the bottom line.
Oh, dang.
Even though the right wing is hysterical.
I know they are.
Yeah, they were. That's why I was on Fox News. Mona, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you.
Thanks.
Andrew in Philadelphia. Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind today?
No, hey, Tom, I appreciate you having me on. I spoke with your producer to make a point, but I kind of wanted to share a brief conversation I had with a Trump supporter, which was kind of like logic defying, which I'm sure is no shock to you or anybody else that's listening, right?
Go for it.
It's a good one. So I spoke with somebody who is anti-vax. You know, I mean, obviously, we know those people that are convinced that the vaccine is harming individuals. And mm-hmm. I point blank asked the person, I said, why would you continue to vote for somebody that used your tax dollars to fund a vaccine that you think is killing people? And there was really just crickets at the end of the day. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I've had that conversation, in fact, on this program with an anti-vax guy and said something very similar to that. You know, Donald Trump was the guy who funded that. And his response was, well, he didn't know that it was going to turn out to be as bad as it was. We learned that after he left the White House. For the record, yes, there are some side effects to the vaccine, and yes, a few people have died from those side effects. Inflammation of the pericardium, the sac that holds the heart, is one of them. It's very rare. It happens very infrequently, but it has happened a couple of times. Bob Kennedy group publicizes the hell out of that. Here's the kicker, though. COVID itself produces the exact same problem, only at about 10 or 15 times the frequency. So, you know, if you're worried about this cardiomyopathy or cardioinflammation, whatever it's called, I forget the name of it, but if you're worried about that side effect from the vaccine, then you really need to be worried about getting the disease, because you're multiple orders of magnitude more likely to get that side effect if you get the disease than if you get the vaccine. Back to you, Andrew.
Right, correct. And I'm completely up to date on all my boosters. I think for a more serious point, though, and I'm watching the betting markets, right, that still show us in pretty good stead. My fear is, though, as time passed and we're reaching that delta between a debate and an election, he's going to somehow make up ground. And I put this on the laps of the corporate media, the NBCs, the CBSs, the ABCs, that can reach 50 to 60 million people. This guy's a terrorist, right? Mm. Like, blind resume, there is absolutely, to me, no difference between MAGA and ISIS, who MAGA portrays to fight and be against. And I really think that this is on the footstep of the Les Moonveses of the world and whoever controls ABC and NBC, and I just wanted to get your take on that. And again, appreciate you for having me on.
No, I agree with you, Andrew. And in fact, if you go over to Substack and look at Dean Obidala's newsletter, it's called The Dean's Report. So if you go to Substack.com, there's a little search thing bar there, and you just plug in Dean's Report, and it'll pop right up, and you can read it. His newsletter today, which we'll be talking to him about in about 15, 20 minutes, his newsletter today is how the media is back to all Trump all the time. And the reason why is fairly obvious. I mean, you know, Trump draws eyeballs. And the reason for that, which never gets discussed, is also fairly obvious. It's a metaphor I've used so often, I'm getting sick of it. But, you know, if we were sitting at an outdoor garden party, you know, an outdoor wedding or a picnic or something, and we're all sitting around a picnic table, and suddenly somebody notices that there's a poisonous snake slithering between our legs, all conversation is going to change from whatever the topic is, no matter how interesting it is, to, oh my God, look at that snake. And that's what's going on. Donald Trump represents a genuine threat to America, and most of us recognize that. And so when he says something or does something, particularly something that enhances that threat, something that, you know, really, really, you know, makes it clear and obvious and visible and dangerous and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, there's kind of an obligation to cover it, because, hey, my God, there's a poisonous snake in the grass. So that's, you know, not wanting to dehumanize Donald Trump. But I think I do think it's an appropriate analogy. Andrew, thank you for the call. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Eric Adams is now the first mayor of New York City to be indicted while in office.
I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target. And a target I became. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty.
Sources say the investigation began with campaign finance violations. By this time tomorrow night, Florida could be bearing the brunt of Hurricane Helene. Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is a fast-moving storm. It's projected to leave up to 12 inches of rainfall, and the storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet in some areas, which is, of course, very, very significant.
Helene is expected to make landfall in the Big Bend region, Category 4. President Biden and other world leaders calling for a 21-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war to make sure it doesn't spread to other Arab states. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wausau are protesting Mayor Doug Dinney after he moved an absentee ballot box over the weekend. Brentley Merlot reports.
City residents gathered in front of City Hall on Tuesday night. Activist Nancy Stenzel says Dinney was wrong to handle the box regardless of the reason.
Nobody has ran off with the payment box yet. Nobody has ran off with the mailbox yet. So nobody's probably going to run off with that darn ballot box either.
The only person who can dictate where the ballot box goes at any given time is City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Kurter Burgers are coming back to Culver's. The burger with the big fried cheese curd on top returns for a limited time on October 1st. It started as an April Fool's joke years ago. Customers liked the idea so much, the restaurant decided to offer to make them for real. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Benny Affleck and Jenny Lopez have fallen on hard times trying to sell their $68 million Beverly Hills mansion. Apparently, they had accepted a bid for $64 million from someone in New Jersey who ended up pulling the offer due to a death in the family. Affleck and Lopez bought the house just last year and paid $60 million in cash. Must be nice not to have a mortgage payment. It's pretty much common knowledge that Prince had moves, and apparently they weren't just on stage. During a recent appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Halle Berry said that Prince had someone slip her a piece of paper and a pen during one of his Los Angeles concerts with the words, "Do you like me?" scribbled. Perry said she responded yes, and the man took the note back to Prince, who then sent the note back again, which read, "Would you go out with me?" This time, Barry says she did not send the note back, but instead kept it for herself until it was confiscated by the teacher. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, a light northwest breeze here the overnight with mid-50s expected by sunup. On Thursday, sunny skies, light southeast winds, highs in the mid-70s. We'll see more mid-70s on Friday, a mostly sunny sky. Currently 62 degrees.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac Counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
And if weight is the issue, now they're saying that it's the circumference of your, like,
stomach,
your belt.
Basically, yeah. Your belt, yeah.
So.
Yeah, which isn't great.
That's not good news.
I was hoping they'd say, you know.
Yeah.
The bigger your thigh, the healthier you are.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's not good at all.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Marathon County DA opens a criminal investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney's moving of a voter drop box. Plus, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me in studio. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
What's on my mind is something that you said about how important the
whoa, how important the progressive free speech, radio, television, all that is. Mm-hmm. And this somebody calls in getting the same information I am from this stun outfit, Shift the Unfit Narrative, and they listen to you a lot. And what they're saying is that you say that the most important thing is to get money out of politics. That's like right at the top for you. And they agree to that degree, but they say that the tie to the First Amendment that Pacifica Foundation became in 1946, I think, that their ground of being was the First Amendment is the most important thing we have going. And that's where free speech radio came out of. And so I just want to get across to you that this stun outfit, they're all about unity. How do you get blacks and whites together? How do you get all these other people, people in all these other parties? How are they going to make that happen? And their goal is to get money out of politics, and they have a plan for that. And use this last attempt on Trump's life with bullets, gun. Use that as a rallying cry, along with this IED thing that these people are making that are killing innocent people just who buy a walkie-talkie. And
are you talking about Israel? Those were walkie-talkies that were purchased by Hezbollah.
Yeah, just the Lebanon thing. But yeah. I mean, we're at a point now where we're beyond what is the Second Amendment. The guy who spoke earlier said it's a 4-mile-per-hour piece of legislation where we're living in a world of 186,000 miles per second. Yeah. Those two things don't.
I get it. And you made your point, Lee. I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Pat in Puerto Rico. Hey, Pat, I just have a few seconds. You got a quick one?
Yeah. It was just the gentleman who identified himself, I believe, as Hasidic, talking about Hamas. And one can criticize Hamas for a host of reasons, but not for the military tactic of burying your installations. In fact, a Jewish gentleman might be aware that one of the most famous rebellions of Jews against the Romans, Bar Kokhba, I can't recall how to pronounce it exactly, but they built an extensive network of tunnels in Judea. And of course, fast forwarding to World War II, Jewish partisans used tunnels extensively to fight their Nazis. There was even a movie about it called Defiance.
Yeah.
Defiance.
None of that justifies what Hamas is up to.
Well, again, that's a different reason than the military tactic of burying
your installation.
Yeah, I get it.
Pat, thanks for the call. Amazing. All right, we'll be back on the other side of this break. Our buddy Dean Albidala is going to drop by. He's got a few things to say, and then we'll be back to the news and your calls. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll talk more about the American Stability Act, the transformational legislation that will protect and raise up the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday, and who has it all covered for you? Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.